The audio that follows is an excerpt from the Pariyatti Dhamma podcast. This recording is from a lecture given by Essing Goenka on the Meditation Now tour in 2002, and it consists of the question and answer section from the end of the talk. We hope you enjoy it.
Oftentimes, when a spiritual leader dies, the movement also dies. What will happen to Vipassana when you die? Well, there are so many people who are trained now. Already there are 700 teachers who are teaching around the world. And every year, more and more are being trained. Don't worry, Vipassana won't die. It will continue to help people. A very simple scientific technique, how will it die? Unless you mix something else with it. If you keep purity, it won't die. What has impressed you most about your tour of the USA? As I say, I was very happy. This great country, wonderful country, developed in different ways. But if spirituality is added to this, if Vipassana is added to this, this will become the greatest country, not only materially but also spiritually. I meet my students around when I go out. I meet so many people like you. And I also read papers, people keep on meeting me, and I told you, this sort of fear that is there now, this must be removed, and Vipassana will help you to remove it. Why does your wife travel with you? Oh, because she is my wife. I am not complete without her. She is half, or better half. So she must be with me to make me complete. Do you ever get discouraged or depressed? Vipassana helps me. Even any little depression comes, I observe my sensation, I'm out of it. A wonderful remedy is there. Why I should get depressed or discouraged? There is always optimism. I see the future. This wonderful technique, which got lost from the world and has come out now from the last 30 years or so, will spread around the world. People will start accepting it. Now there is some hesitation. Some people think this is Buddhism. As I started thinking when I went first time, this is Buddhism. I may become Buddhist. Oh, no, I don't want to become Buddhist. All those things are there. But people will start understanding it's a mental exercise. As every village, every district, every town, you've got gymnasium, you've got schools, you've got hospitals. So, in a generation or two, every village will have one Vipassana center. There is no doubt about that. Doesn't every successful businessman have to be dishonest at times? Why dishonest? Honesty is the best policy for a businessman, but you've forgotten that. And if only the aim is to earn money, earn money, earn money, you will get money, but no peace of mind. You must earn money, no doubt, as a householder, as a businessman, but see that your customer is not harmed. So don't be dishonest to your customer. He gives you the bread, he gives you the food, he gives you the money. Your bank balance is because of your customer, the consumer. So when one starts understanding by this technique, I should not harm anybody. I should not harm anybody. Then the business will increase. I know myself. I was born in a business house, and mid-20s I was quite successful in business, but a very miserable person. So much of tension, so much of ego, such a short-tempered person. And after taking Vipassana, what a big change came. I didn't lose my business. My turnover increased. My profit increased, and my sympathy for others, love for others, compassion for others increased. I started living a better life. Have you reached the final goal of realization? Yes, compared to what I was before, when I was before 31 years age, and when I compare what I am today, certainly. I have attained so much of peace and harmony, and it is progressively one reaches the final goal. Certainly, there is a big progress, and anybody who walks on the path finds that one is progressing on the path. Some traditions give importance to the development of jhanic stages. Can you talk about jhanas and the pros and cons of this practice? Yes. Before Buddha became Buddha, there were these jhanas, that means absorption samadhis, they are called jhanas. You get absorbed in the object and get samadhi. That is good. As I told you, you have any object, you start reciting a word, you have any shape or form, imagination of that, you get absorbed. Many techniques to get absorbed, and this is called jhana. It purifies the mind, calms the mind, but to a certain level only. It does not take you to the depth of the mind. And vipassana was discovered by Buddha to go to the depth of the mind, eradicate all the source of the impurities and the miseries. Is vegetarianism a part of vipassana? Yes, during the courses, only vegetarian, very healthy vegetarian food is given. But we don't insist that going back home you must be vegetarian. But people find, as they progress in vipassana, they find that non-vegetarian food doesn't suit them in the progress of their vipassana. So many of them have become vegetarian, but we don't force them to become vegetarian. Of their own will, if they become very good, otherwise it doesn't matter. Can we practice vipassana without attending 10-day camp? Oh. You start bargaining? I had also bargained with my teacher when I went there. Oh, Sayaji, I am such a busy person. How can I spare 10 days? Impossible. But see, I am very intelligent. You give me the technique, I'll practice at home. I can't spare 10 days. He won't agree. All right, one day. I'll practice with you one day. Rest I will do at home. Doesn't work. You have to spare 10 days to go to the depth of the mind, and you have to work continuously in the congenial atmosphere with the proper guide. So spare 10 days. I do not understand the contradiction of being a relaxed state before one starts vipassana and get keeping the straight back and neck. Yes, this helps you. Whenever you find that inadvertently you are bent down, straighten up. Nothing wrong in that. Straighten up and you will find your attention becomes more exact. You are with the breath. So it helps you. Come to the course and then you will find how it helps you. Could you give an example of subtle sensations that one feels in good vipassana? What example? You come and experience. Without experiencing, what can we say? This is something which you experience. Very subtle vibration. The whole body, the solidity goes away. Outside or inside, there is no solidity. At the apparent level, yes, the body is quite solid. But at the real level, this is just mere atoms, vibrating. Not a theory, not a scientific belief, or any religious belief. This is something you experience, and the technique helps you to experience it. Eyes closed? Yes, eyes closed. When you meditate and you keep your eyes open, then outside object will distract your mind. How can you feel the reality within yourself? Therefore, during meditation, always keep your eyes closed. What about mental illness? Is there hope for people with mental illness? Yes, certainly. Everyone has got mental illness. I don't find anybody who is free from mental illness. When you generate craving, you are an ill person, sick person. You generate aversion, you are a sick person. You generate any defilement, and people keep on generating this defilement or that defilement. Come out of those defilements, and you are a healthy person, out of your illness. How can this meditation help addiction? This is what it does. Apparently, it looks you're addicted to alcohol, to drug, to smoking, this or that. But whenever people come with this kind of addiction, they want to come out of addiction. They've tried so many ways and they can't come out of it. a big alcoholic comes, I tell him, you are not addicted to alcohol. This is only apparent truth. The real truth is, when you take alcohol, you feel certain sensation in the body. And your mind deep inside starts liking it. Wonderful. This sensation is wonderful. And you start craving for that sensation. You want that sensation again and again. So you take alcohol to get that sensation. You get alcohol to get sensation. You are addicted to this body sensation. The technique helps you to observe the sensation without reaction. Observe, observe, observe. You are out of addiction. Many alcoholics come out of it within 10 days course, or some in 2 10-day courses, some in 3 10-day course. This is the easiest way to get eradicated all the addictions of alcohol or any other kind of intoxicants. What is the significance of bhanga and how should one work with it when experiencing this stage? When you experience this stage, then only we will tell you what to do now. Come and take 10-day course. Bhanga means total dissolution. First you get dissolution of the solidity on the surface level. You get a free flow of subtle vibrations throughout the body. No solidity. But then you have to go deep inside also. The entire physical structure, outside, inside, mere vibration, mere vibration. The mental structure, mere vibration, mere vibration. That is called bhanga, which means total dissolution. And when you have that, then you can work with your impurity very easily. Then you can feel how the impurity arises and how it can be eradicated. Do you have any advice about sitting a 10-day course during pregnancy? Wonderful. This is the time when a pregnant mother comes to a course. She is not only working for herself, she is also working for the child. And vibration that is given to the child at that time, purification, purification of the mind. And then the last day they learn how to give love, compassion, pure love, compassion, goodwill. This input that is given to the child, whole life, child lives such a healthy life, peaceful life. Otherwise, during pregnancy, when the mother keeps on generating anger, passion, fear, what you are giving, what advice you are giving to the child, what input you are giving to the child. So many pregnant mothers do come to these courses. They want Dhamma baby and they get Dhamma baby. Very peaceful babies. What is the difference between Vipassana and meditation as prescribed in Yoga Sutras of Patanjali? If you are a good Vipassana meditator and then you read Patanjali Yoga, you will find 95% of the sutras are nothing but Vipassana. At some places, they are just translation of Pali into Sanskrit. But of course, some changes are made. But you practice Vipassana and then you find the difference. When it is said that this technique helps you to get liberated. But yes, yes, if you surrender yourself to the God Almighty, then also you get liberated. That is easy to surrender yourself. Why work all these 10 days and then 20 days and then 1 month? All those things, why take all those trouble? And this is how Vipassana got lost in the country. There is no comparison with the two because merely using the words won't help. The practice was lost. Now in the name of Patanjali Yoga, only asanas are there and pranayama is there. Where is this Vipassana, which is totally lost? Practice Vipassana and then you will find the difference yourself. I have done that and that is why I say so. Which arises first, thought or sensation? Simultaneously, as the thought arises, a sensation is there. As the thought arises, it's a contact. Thought means in the mind, and mind is with the body. As soon as there is a contact, there is a sensation. Contact, there is a sensation. How does one not become too attached to someone they love? Love, but why attached? Have you detached love? Attached love means you are expecting something from this person. And pure love is without any expectation. It is one-way traffic. Just give, just give. If you are attached, and if by any reason you miss this person, then you are so miserable. Attachment was there. In a detached way, you are happy in every situation. You keep on expressing goodwill for this person. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you get liberated. So keeps you happy in every situation. No more? Oh. Good. Your brochure says your method is scientific. I understand your organization doesn't permit gay or lesbian people from attending advanced courses. Can you explain? We are permitting wherever there is a possibility, there is a facility, we are doing permitting. There is no question of not permitting. 10-day course is for everybody, but after that you make such a deep operation and deep-rooted complexes keep coming out. In 10-day courses, we have segregation of male and female. Total segregation, meditation, eating, and bathing, everything separate. Because a deep passion may arise and something may go wrong, therefore they are separated. Now what happens when gay comes, then male to male also separation. Female to female also separation. So there must be that facility. Wherever we have facility, we are giving long courses, and that is why even some gay or lesbian has become teachers, assistant teachers. Don't have this wrong impression in your mind. How you remained a practicing Hindu when one practices Dhamma, then one becomes a Dhammic. Dhamma is for all. When you say Hinduism, then it's only for Hindus. When you say Christianity, only for Christian. Islam, only for Muslims. But when you say Dhamma, law of nature, Dhamma is law of nature, anybody can practice and become a Dhammic person. Why is yoga practice not allowed during a 10-day Vipassana course? Asana and pranayama, which are physical exercises, perfectly all right. But during the course, time is so short. Even 10 days, people find it so difficult to spare. So continuity is broken once you start doing something else. After 10 days, when you go back home, practice yoga, practice asana and pranayama for your physical health and vipassana for your mental health. But don't mix up any technique of meditation with the vipassana. That will be harmful. How can a mother of young children take 10 days away without damaging them? Well, there must be somebody else in the house. A father can look after the children, or the mother-in-law can look after the children. This is what is happening. In some cases, they bring their children wherever there is facility. It's not everywhere. In some courts, some centers, the children are looked after by Dhamma workers. They take care, and the mother or the father. Or they come separately. Mother comes, and then the father takes care of the children. The father comes, the mother takes care. You have to adjust yourself. If a Vipassana meditator's spouse has not experienced Vipassana, does it cause problem in their relationship? Have better relationship? Ask her, she also practices. If both of you are Vipassana meditators, you will find the relationship has become stronger and stronger and more result-oriented. You get very good result and you live a very happy life. But you can't persuade somebody. Be a good Vipassana meditator yourself. And when you find that your spouse is seeing a big change in you, will get attracted. If no change in you, why he'll spend 10 days of his life? So work properly and see that a change comes in your life. Do you believe in a higher power? Higher power is there. Purity is higher power. You get connected with purity. The more and more your mind is purer, purer, you get in tune with all the good, pure vibrations of the universe. So the higher power is purity, and you get connected with that, tuned up with that. Will meditation help my career? Certainly it will help your career. Whatever profession you have, if you practice, you will find your mind has become very calm, quiet, tranquil, pure. So any work that you are doing, your capacity to work increases. Your decision-making increases. Any problem has come, you can easily go to the depth of the problem and make right decision, quick decision. So any career you are in, you will find that you are making progress in that and getting good results.
There are many more questions, but time for only one more.
One more? After that I am liberated?
Yes, sir. All right.
Good. Is there a concept of faith from Buddha? Faith is necessary, but not blind faith. Faith in the law of nature. The law of nature is so clear. If I generate impurity in the mind, I am the first victim. I become miserable. You experience this once, twice, and then you have faith. Yes, this is harmful for me. You purify your mind, you start experiencing so much of peace and harmony. This is law of nature. So your faith in law of nature is that you keep your mind pure. If you break this law, you will be punished. Punished then and there. And if you live in line with the law of nature, you will be rewarded. Rewarded with peace and harmony. So you develop faith in the law of nature by experience. And develop that by first experiencing vipassana. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness in life.